Effective July 1, all timber sales and the management of all timber sales will be terminated in the state of Alaska. That he sees that he is only mandated by statute, in his opinion, to suppress fires and manage forest areas where cutting has occurred. I had, to say the least, somewhat of a heated discussion with him about that this morning, only to find out that I'm not the only representative facing this same problem. I have constituents who were on the phone with me this morning very concerned because log salvage permits, which are considered a sale of state timber, that means the cleaning of beaches, log salvage permits will not be processed. Those that are in process now will probably not be completed. The only ones that will be able to salvage logs are those existing contracts outstanding that do not require much administration. I came on this floor concerned about that, talked with other representatives, and I've also found out that in the Division of Parks, the director has been informing his staff people to notify all of the constituents and the people that work for them. They're going to shut down the Chugach Park. They're going to close down and not pick up the garbage on the Kenai Parks. On and on and on. Basically, what I have discovered this morning is that the Commissioner of Natural Resources has sent out a bunch of phony scare tactics. And I don't use that term lightly, because you and I both know what's in that budget. We know what's in there for the Forestry Division. We know what's in there for the Parks Division. And we know that the information that is being sent out right now is erroneous. I believe that this pressure is coming from the third floor that makes such silly statements to the press that says 1,000 workers will lose their jobs because of this budget. We know from the former speaker to my left, there's 1,500 new jobs in this budget. How do 1,000 people lose their jobs if 1,500 new people are being employed, to say nothing of the part-time people? Well, they don't. What happens is, as you and I know, this House and the other body, we may control the budget, but we don't control how the money's spent. There's a person on the third floor that controls that, and his department heads. And from what we understand right now, his department heads overspent close to $100 million this last year. That's why the supplemental's coming along. His department heads have now taken it upon themselves to follow his direction and run scare tactics out to every village and hamlet in this state, so that your phone will be ringing off the hook and so will mine with frightened constituents worried that programs have been cut that in fact have not been cut. Yet decisions may be made after we leave here in another 10 days, hopefully, or 8 days, which will say, yes, they cut this department back and they told us to take it out of administration, but we're not going to take anything out of administration. We're going to fire all the little folks out there filling up chuck holes, all the guys emptying garbage cans in state parks. We don't have much control over that, Mr. Speaker, and I think that's regrettable. I just wanted the public to know, and hopefully the press will get the word out, that it's not the result of these two budgets that have been passed and are now moving into the conference committee that these decisions are being made on the third floor. This is bold scare tactics to bring pressure upon this legislature in the closing days of the legislature, and I think it is not only inappropriate but totally ingenuous. Thank you.
Mr. Lehman.
Speaker, I request the permission of the floor to speak on the subject of misplaced priorities on license plate fees.
Mr. Lehman, you have the floor.
Wide open today?
Well, we've debated this bill 2-3 times today, so it's fine.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I stood up under third reading, and I don't know if you didn't see me or if you were anxious to get the vote taken care of, but at any rate, I'll make some of my comments now, and I'll make the rest of them, or maybe the same ones tomorrow when there are more people here under third reading when we reconsider it. But, Mr. Speaker, today I think we did a terrible thing in misplaced priorities when we increased the license plate fees on people, on church organizations, and on other organizations like telephone associations, electric associations, and those who contribute so much to our state. And all that for what? To raise, in this case, on $80,000. And what is that going to buy us? Maybe one, maybe two more social workers, alcohol abuse counselors, and yet we're saying, Mr. Speaker, that those people who are involved in counseling these young people these children and these youth before the problem occurs shouldn't be granted the exemption. We have increased the fees by this bill $150 to $300 per vehicle. And yet we're saying, no, Uncle Alaska knows better. Let the state do it. Instead of saying, let the people who really care, who want to contribute their time in making this happen. I think this is a travesty. It's a slap in the face. And I see my friend from Pedro Bay. I see the Aleut Pribilof Association, no longer exempt. Other people who contribute their time. Providence Hospital. The list goes on and on. I know when I was young in this state, at parochial school in Copper Valley, I think it's no longer in operation, raised over a million either Betty Crocker coupons or Campbell Soup labels or whatever they were to buy a school bus. These were people who cared. And now we're saying, well, you went through all that effort to raise these coupons so you can get a school bus, but we're going to increase your tax so we can spend the money because we have children and youth at need and the state knows better how to take care of them. I think that's misplaced priority, Mr. Speaker. I'll probably continue this a little bit tomorrow, and I thank you for the time to speak.
Anybody else? Representative Hanley?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to request the privilege of the floor to speak on a special birthday.
Oh, gosh, we should have done that earlier.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been informed that Edith in the chief clerk's office is very reluctant to come in and join us, and since there are so few of us left, my suggestion would be that perhaps on our way out we could all stop by. If she won't come here, maybe we'll go to her and sing happy birthday on our way out.
I'll join you. Any other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask unanimous consent that we adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned.